Welcome to the introduction of this clearing process. We are all exposed to different kinds of energies and experiences that impact on our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Everything is made of energy and has its own unique frequency or vibration, including you. Every thought we ever had still exists and forms part of the sea of energy surrounding us and what we see in our reality. These vibrations of energy are often transmitted from one to another and can be problematic without awareness, because there is a transference of the emotional and mental state from one person to the other and vice versa. There are many reasons to make clearing a regular daily practice. Energy workers understand the importance of keeping the body's energy in flow and removing anything stagnant to maximize mobility and health. Sometimes you may feel as though there is something heavy that has stuck to you, and some movement or a good shake or jiggle can leave you feeling clearer. There may be times when you suddenly feel angry for no reason, and then someone you know pops into your mind. This can be an indication that you have connected energetically with the other person. So whatever they are feeling can easily be transferred to you. When they feel happy, you feel happy. And when they feel sad, you feel sad. This may or may not be intentional. It is just a sign that there's an energy connection that needs to be cleansed. Judging another person is also an indication that you are connecting with them. Judgment is rife in this world and creates much disharmony. It is one of the most important challenges to address as you increase consciousness and develop self-mastery. Strive as much as possible to use discernment instead, which has a much higher frequency and no negativity. It is neutral. There is absolutely no point being critical or resentful of another person for these energy transfers. The most likely thing is that they are unaware of their influence upon you, or anyone else for that matter. No doubt, you also have done the same thing throughout your life. Knowledge gives you power and choice, and we are all responsible for our own energy field, which includes all our thoughts and beliefs, our actions, and the boundaries we create. Most people will have experienced the impact of walking into a room that did not feel good without knowing why. You are also likely to have been in a space that felt peaceful or happy, with or without anyone being in there. In these circumstances, you are picking up on the energy of what is or what remains in the room. It is not uncommon, particularly in close relationships such as families, friends, or business associates, to feel that you are strongly influenced by their thinking and find yourself getting sucked into a situation that you don't want and maybe later wonder how on earth that happened. If you do not keep your energy field clear, you are vulnerable to the thoughts and emotions of others. You may have a goal to move house to a particular area and find that someone close to you would prefer you stayed in your existing house. Their thinking is consistently around you staying put, while yours is about moving. You may find yourself overpowered by their thought forms, with or without awareness, and wonder why it's such a struggle to make that move happen. This is known as a form of counterintention. Another reason to adopt regular clearing is to offset the common experience of disharmony in close relationships. One may be growing and developing and the other is not, or gossip may prevail. Gossip forms an energy matrix that links people on a collective consciousness level in a dysfunctional way. Extremely widespread is the experience of going into a shopping centre with the intention of buying certain items, but may find that you purchase more than you had on your list. This commonly occurs when you step into the field of many who have a similar objective of shopping for particular items. the combined sales hype of all the different stores vying for your dollar, and the shoppers who are out to purchase various items can be like trying to swim against the stream to retain your focus. These unseen energies, which include the myriad of thought forms of other people in our environment, can have a dramatic impact on your thinking and how you feel, influencing your purchases and leaving you feeling depleted. We are all exposed to these kinds of resonances, and most often unknowingly, and we need to be discerning in these situations. We only ever want to allow positive, loving energy transference from one to another. Be aware also that when you have a strong heart connection to another, very common in families, your open heart can leave you vulnerable to their stuff. Once a child grows to maturity, it serves both the parent and the adult child to be very